Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Andy Nemchek for our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Coach, a nice performance there out at the state tournament for a lot of your kids. You had six of them go in total, and I know when we talked with you last week, the big goal was for Zane Colson to finish with an undefeated regular season, or full season, I should say, in a state championship there at 152, and he got that job done, going 39-0 on the year and 4-0 there at the championship tournament. Just talk about Zane a little bit, and what has he done over the last 4 years, and how much has he improved to get to that point?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say about Zane is that he's been a team leader for the last 4 years. As a freshman, he came to our program, and we have a team vote after the first 2 weeks of our season, and as to who our captains will be. And Zane made such an impact on our kids from the very start when he was a freshman that they voted him as a team captain as a freshman, and he was team captain all 4 years that he was here at Beloit High. So what an incredible leader he's been for our team in the last 4 years, and what an incredible career that he had in this sport. Last year he finished fourth and kind of came away from the state tournament. His weight class was considerably tougher, but came away not satisfied with a fourth-place finish and vowed at that time last year that he was going to be a state champion. And, you know, worked hard all summer, went to camps and wrestled all summer, and worked hard, had a great football season there at Rock Hills, and then steps into wrestling, and he had one thing in mind, and that was to be a state champion, and just was relentless with his work all season, and you know, ends up putting together a perfect season, 39-0, and what a great state tournament that he had, just totally focused, and in the finals ends up getting ahead of the Eureka kid, and then to finish things off, ends up pinning the kid in the final period. But I just can't say enough about what a great kid he is, and what a great an impact he made in our program in the last 4 years.
And again, as we mentioned, Zane Colson not the only one that competed and competed well for Beloit at state. We're going to take a timeout. We come back with Coach Nemchek. We'll dive in a little bit more to the other kids and the success that they had at the 3-2-1A State Wrestling Tournament here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, we already mentioned what Zane Colson was able to do over the weekend. And Zane wasn't the only one, as we mentioned, that made it to state. You had five other kids there wrestling under the Beloit name, and you had three placers. A third-place finish for Creighton Johnson. What an exciting match he had there in the third-place match to get that win. And then a fourth-place finish for your freshman Tate Cadle at 132, and sixth place for River Paul at 195, and Mason Fuller and Braden Burks each picked up wins as well. How do you feel about the team performance there?
So proud of the way these six kids went to that state tournament and performed. You know, nothing's easy at the state tournament, and these six kids really put it together. They wrestled their hearts out in that 2-day tournament there, and as you said, Creighton Johnson put together an outstanding tournament, ends up losing to the Sabetha kid in the quarterfinals on Friday, and then comes back and wins three in a row, and comes back and ends up beating that same kid, the Sabetha kid, in probably the most exciting match of the state tournament for third place. We were down by the score went back and forth the whole match, but with 13 seconds left, we were down by five, and Creighton tossed the kid to his back and ties the match up 15-15, and then we go into overtime, and we throw him down again in overtime, and the official says we were out of bounds, and he runs back to the center, and the whistle blows, and we double leg the kid to his butt, and we get the win right there. So just showed a lot of heart and character in that final match, in that final third place match. You know, a kid that had beat him earlier in the tournament, and we come back and win a really tough overtime match. So great tournament for Creighton. As you said, Tate Cadle ended up fourth for us. He's just a freshman and just put together an outstanding tournament and, ends up fourth as a freshman. And man, we got a lot, as a freshman, we got a lot of mileage to get out of Tate yet. And he certainly is going to be one of our next state champions between him and Creighton, I believe. One of those two will be our next state champions next year. Senior River Paul put together an outstanding tournament, ends up placing sixth, and not ever ranked all season long, and ends up going to that in that state tournament and putting together some key wins, and ends up sixth. You know, the two other kids that were there, Mason Fuller and Braden Burks. Mason is a sophomore for us. He picked up a win in the first round, and then lost a heartbreaking match in the quarterfinals against a kid from Oberlin, a kid that had beaten him soundly twice in the season, and we end up going 7-7 overtime with the kid and losing that match in the quarterfinals, and then he loses to another tough kid from Norton to eliminate himself. But great Mason really put together a great end of season ends up winning the region and advancing to the state tournament. But What a year he had! The last half of the season showed some great promise. Freshman at 182 pounds, Braden Burks gets beat by the eventual state champion first round. Comes back in the wrestle back round and wins a match, and then gets beat again to get eliminated. But what great experience for him as a freshman to be there at the state tournament and wrestling and winning a match there and competing there. As a team, we ended up finishing 11th as a team with 56 points. Eureka won the tournament with 113. Colby was second with 95. Hoxie was third with 86. Rock Hills, Zane wrestled with us all season, and Zane alone at the state tournament scored 28 points. Just by himself, he scored 28 points for Rock Hills. And if you add Rock Hills' score with our score, we would have had 84 points, and that would have put us in fourth place as a team. Realistically, you can look at it and say that we are a top four team in the state in 3-2-1A. Those, as I said, Zane wrestled with us all season, and we can't use his points in the state tournament, but if you were to add his points, and we consider Zane, of course, part of Beloit Wrestling, but if you were to add his points, we're a top four team. So it's something for our program to hold its head high, and I couldn't be more proud of the way these six kids performed at the state tournament. And, every coach wants their team to peak at the end of the season, and I thought our kids did just that. I thought we had a fantastic region tournament and an exceptional state tournament. And I'm so pleased and so proud of the way these kids put the end of the season together.
It's Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us all season long here in the Locker Room Chats. We always enjoy chatting Trojan Wrestling with you, and we'll catch you again next time, all right?
Okay, Dusty, thanks so much for your support.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
And welcome back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. As we already wrapped up the Osborne Bulldogs wrestling season last week with Nate Brown, unfortunately, they didn't have anybody that qualified for the state tournament. So we'll move on now. And coming up after a timeout, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, Brock Hutchinson, on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Smith Center Wrestling is what we're talking now with the head coach, Brock Hutchison. Coach, as we mentioned last week after regionals, you had 7 qualify for the state tournament here this past weekend in 3-2-1A, and a couple third-place finishes for you at Colton Shoemaker at 113 and Jaden Atwood at 138. A fifth-place finish for Jacob Conrad at 152, and Brell Spies was 6th at 182. Obviously, Joe Stocker, Aaron Moss, Ethan Peterson also qualified for you. And going back to your top two finishers, Shoemaker and Atwood at 113 and 138, it really looked like they were pretty determined coming in that back side of the bracket once they got placed in there and picked up some good wins for you, getting third place. What were your thoughts on the way they wrestled over the weekend?
I think both of those kids wrestled extremely well. I know there was some disappointment. I know Jaden thinks if he would have got past the low kid in the quarterfinals, he was going to be in the finals, which I believed as well. But, you know, when you come up with a good wrestler, just one little mistake might get you, and we had a mistake in that match and ended up losing it 4-3. And I know Shoemaker's been ranked very high all year, so had Jaden. And sometimes you make a mistake against a good wrestler, and it puts you in an awkward position, and sometimes it's really hard to fight back from those positions. But, man, determination is one of those things that you really can't coach. And they came back on the backside, and I think both those kids scored every bonus point they could possibly score for us, and that, you know, it sealed our fate in the top five. So we were really, really happy about that.
How about the rest of the kids? As I mentioned, fifth place for Jacob Conrad and sixth for Brell Spies and three others that obviously had good seasons for you as well.
Yeah, you know, the other two places really wrestled really well. Brell finally, you know, put a whole tournament together at 182, and he doesn't even weigh 182. So next year, hopefully, we can beef him up a little bit. And as far as Jake Conrad, he got beat by the landing kick from Colby first round, 8-7. Then he comes back and beats him, pins him actually for 5th and 6th. So we scored just a lot of bonus points. That's the first day. I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. We probably wrestled as poorly as we've wrestled at a state tournament for a long time, but, you know, we just got together and told those kids, you know, I don't care what it is, I don't care who it is, Shoemaker already is going to be a placer, but we need 3 out of those other 6 guys that are wrestling, one of them needs a place, and actually it was 5 because Aaron Moss got beat out first day, but I'm happy for all those kids, and the points that that we, the good points that we have are points that are coming back. So excited about next year already.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen. When we come back, we'll dive in a little bit more to next year and see who's coming back for the Redmen here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Area producers, planting season will be here before you know it. Now is the time to update your old planter with a pre-owned planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used planters, both mounted and pull-tight. Right now, take advantage of special fixed-rate financing, like 3.85% for 48 months to 4% for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark Implement location or view our complete planter inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you'll have a couple senior state qualifiers that graduate, Ethan Peterson and Joe Stocker. But as you mentioned there at the end of that last segment, a lot of these points from state will be coming back and another year of experience behind them. What are your thoughts on moving forward with this group and your parting shots, I guess, for that senior class?
Well, first of all, those seniors will be missed, Ethan Peterson and Joe Stocker. You know, I think if I had had Joe Stocker when he was a freshman, he would have been a totally different kid. He had to move to California due to some issues with parents and those types of things, but what a wonderful kid. Hopefully he does all right and chooses something in his life that's going to make him happy. And then I know Ethan Peterson, wrestling was probably not one of the his most favorite things to do during that season, but I know he's going to go to Fort Hays and he's going to get his CNC lathe degree. And him and another guy are planning on opening up a business here in Smith Center or continue to do a business here in Smith Center. So I think that thing is just going to grow. I got really good feelings about it. And Ethan's a really smart, sharp kid. So, you know, we will miss them. As far as what we have for next season coming back, it's kind of already been said, all the placers come back. Aaron Moss comes back, and then we had two freshmen that didn't qualify that went 2-2 at regionals that had an opportunity to, and then we had one guy that was ineligible that hopefully he can figure out his grades and figure that stuff out. Then we got a couple freshmen that come in, might help us out as well. So it should be an interesting and fun year next year. Hopefully we start out just going strong and continue that throughout the rest of the season.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, it's always fun, and I always enjoy talking Redmen wrestling with you every season. We'll wrap it up here for this year, and we'll catch you again next year. All right, thanks for the time.
Okay, thank you, Dustin. I appreciate your coverage all the time.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Take advantage of 1.5% fixed interest on a used 6M, 6R, 7R, 8R, or 9R John Deere tractor at your local Landmark Implement through the end of February. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Visit landmarkimp.com to see our complete inventory or visit your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. Tommy Knapp with us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. Coach, you finished out the season out at the state tournament this weekend in Hayes, and mixed results here. You got some wins this weekend. He didn't, unfortunately, have anybody that placed there at state, but Chance Bath went 2-2, 40 to 145 pounds, and then Trey Barrientes wrestling for Sylvan Lucas, a tough 220 bracket, and he went 1-2 on the weekend. First, go back to Chance. How do you feel about the way he wrestled there at 145 this weekend?
I mean, he wrestled okay. He definitely had a little bit of an injury issue this weekend, but he definitely gave it his best effort, and I mean, that's all I can ask for. We didn't exactly get the result we were hoping for, but you don't always, and we'll kind of keep marching forward for next year.
With Trey there, obviously he made progress in this season and made it to state for the second straight year there for wrestling for the Mustangs, but wrestles for you as Lincoln during the season. But what was the biggest issue there with him, I guess, this weekend at 220? Was it just the competition there pretty tough for him?
I mean, I would argue 220 was almost certainly the hardest weight class at 321A. Mm-hmm. It was a very stiff bracket with 1 through 13 being exceptionally good. Almost the entire bracket was just exceptionally good wrestlers. And Trey had pretty tough matchups. And honestly, I would say Trey suffered a little bit from state nerves. He's still an underclassman. So last year he had no expectations when we made it to state or whatever. It was his first time being there. This time he expected to win, so I think he was a little kind of getting over the nerves of state. So he honestly didn't wrestle his best tournament, but he gave his best effort, and we did get 1-2, which actually going into the season, my goal was that he'd win a match at state and then kind of go from there. So he did get my initial goal for the season, but going forward, I think this will be he'll be able to build off of this, and I think we should be doing much better next year.
We're talking with Tommy Knapp, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a quick look at forward to the next season here, wrap up this year for the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit NCKSSports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit NCKSSports.com today.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. Still with Tommy Knapp, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here for the final time this season. Coach, you had one senior this year, Sam Prince, who'd been playing basketball previously and came out for wrestling this year. So just give you an opportunity to talk about Sam and maybe the progress he made.
Well, I mean, so Sam from Sylvan Lucas came out for wrestling this year as his first year wrestling, and he did exceptionally well. I'm not sure what his exact record was, but I want to say it was 14-15 for the end of the season. For a first-year wrestler, that was excellent. Mm-hmm. He did everything I asked of him this season. He was an excellent influence on the team. I was happy to have him. I'm going to be sad to miss him for next year. I wish him all the best going forward.
And then moving forward, obviously, with just one senior, you've got a pretty veteran group coming back next year. Some guys that had a lot of success, some state qualifiers in Vath and Barrientes, and other guys that will probably make some improvements. What are your thoughts on the future here and the next season for your team?
I'm actually very excited for the future. All the kids got a lot better this year. We are very, very green this year with very little experience in wrestling. And they've learned a lot this year, and they also learned a lot on how you're supposed to improve in wrestling or whatever, the process of improving. And so I think that should be useful information. I'm hoping to have a really good off season with the kids come summer, and we'll see where we're at next year.
Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Tommy, we thank you for taking the time to join us all season. It's been fun to talk Leopard wrestling, and we'll talk to you down the road, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit NCKSSports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit NCKSSports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.